What do you think has changed in UK estate agency over the last 10 years? For the good and the bad.
Definitely. I mean, look, I think the biggest lesson I can share with everybody is that I would say 95% of estate agents, and most probably letting agents, do not have some form of stay in touch policy. They do all the hard work.
It's money spider, mate, that is.
There you go.
Tell you what, you heard it here first.
Yeah, outside number 10 as well.
Outside. Is that in the shop?
So, agents don't seem to have a stay in touch policy, which to me is incredibly scary. They seem to be chasing every property once they've done a sale. But actually, what about the existing people? What about people that they've sold to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago? People, in my opinion, are incredibly nosy and they want to know what the value is of their property. But yet, most estate agents don't have this keep in touch policy. Obviously, a big thing now is fees. And it seems to be a race. I'm being attacked here by spiders. It seems to be a race to the bottom. Some agents are just happy to cut their fees.
Why do you think that is? You know, because we've got the purple bricks call centre issue. I mean, let's be honest, they've only been around 3 years, 3 or 4 years now, 3 or 4 years, yeah. But they've got 3, 4, 5% of the market. I mean, what's your...
I think their marketing is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, it's exceptional.
Absolutely phenomenal. And you can go to the other extreme and you can look at the Foxtons of this world who charge 2.5% and 3% and don't negotiate on their fees and get it. In my view, there is a market for purple bricks, call centre agents, and there's also a market for high-end agents. I think the agents in the middle are actually the ones that are going to struggle. And to me, it's no different. You know, when you buy a car, when you go shopping, you know, some people would choose to go to Lidl, go to Aldi. Some people would choose to go to Waitrose. There's no different. You know? I think most estate agents, in my opinion, have to accept the fact and have to move with the times that there are going to be purple bricks and other call centre agents, and the public and the consumer and the customer want to use them. And you have to accept that and move on with it. And to me, it's, as an agent, you have to show why you're different, differentiate yourself, add value, and demonstrate why you're worth that 2% or 2.5%. And ultimately, if I'm a vendor, you know, what's important to me is how much money am I going to get in my pocket? You know, what time scale, you know, is it going to be done in? How, is the agent going to take the stress out of it?
Because they're not getting that message across, are they, at the moment? I saw something on LinkedIn a few weeks ago where people are almost fighting, let's say, the Purple Bricks call centre, cheap fee, call it a fire, and they're fighting fire with fire by dropping their fees, and almost like a Seth Godin says, a race to the bottom. I mean, you've got clients that have actually, their fees have gone up.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing what the hell are you teaching them so they can get ahead of a lot more money?
Well, to me, it's all about demonstrating. So I've got one client who has increased his fees from last year by 30%, and he's demonstrating to his vendors how he can put more money in their pockets, how he negotiates better than any other agent.
How do you prove that? Because it's all very good putting an advert saying we negotiate a better price. You know, because share with the guys at home what that looks like.
Because they've demonstrated it, very simply.
What actual comparable evidence?
Yeah, once they start selling, you know, and ultimately it's priced right, you know, and then they get the offer. I mean, I think there's a couple of points on, you talked about LinkedIn before. What scares me is LinkedIn is for professionals. And if I'm a professional business, a businessman, and I'm looking at all the discussions that are going on between the call centre agents and the estate agents, I think it's a disgrace. And I think estate agents, if we're honest, have an awful name.
Yeah, we're down there with journalists and double glazing salesmen, aren't we?
Yeah. So I don't know, after the election last week, I think politicians have gone even further down and journalists aren't great. But yes, it's not great. But we're, as agents, we're entrusted with Vindel's biggest tax-free asset, which is fascinating when most people, what do they think of estate agents? So as estate agents, as a profession, and call centre agents, what are we demonstrating to all these consumers, potential vendors out there, about our own house and how we keep it in order? I mean, it's incredibly frustrating watching what goes on. The other point I'd like to make is I don't think estate agents physically demonstrate what they do for their money. So give you an example, I was in my gym, maybe a couple of months ago, and there were two estate agents talking, and they left, and somebody just said, do you know what, estate agents are a joke. He said, all they do is they put a property on Rightmove, and that's it, and then they get whatever their fee is. And I said to the gentleman, I said, do you really believe that? And he said, yes. So I said, have you got a minute? And 5 minutes later, I'd given him 20 items,
yes,
that estate agents do. And he said, you know what, I've never been told that. And so how do you expect to get the fee that you deserve for all the hard work you put in if you do not tell people what you're doing?
You're right.
So to me, it's having going in with a piece of paper and showing to people, this is what we actually do. And you come up, we organise money laundering. We take photos, we take floor plans, we put it on Rightmove, we put it on Zoopla, we put it on the market, wherever it is. We put it on our on our website, we put it in our window display. We get on the phone, we call our database. So there are so many things. We negotiate an offer, we do viewings, we call for appointments, we get the sale through.
Getting the sale through is a big one, because let's be honest, the number of agents that when there's a call centre agent in the chain, roll their eyes like a bingo machine, scary, don't you think?
But why don't estate agents tell people what they do?
Well, they do. They have like those nice little adverts with lots of bullet points on them, and the more bullet points you have on your advert, the better it will be,
okay,
won't it?
So in a nice way, I'm looking at it as a vendor now.
Yes.
Okay. I don't care about that agent, about how many awards they've won or what they've done. The only thing that interests me is how much money are you going to put in my pocket. And if you can demonstrate that to me, and you can demonstrate that, say, the Purple Bricks of this world charge you £800-900, but you can physically demonstrate to me that you could put £2,000-3,000 more in my pocket, then I will happily pay you the fee that you deserve.
So do you think they should have like adverts saying, we will get £2,000 more than Purple Bricks? So that's going to work, is it, or won't it? How can agents prove that they're going to get more money in the person's back pocket, and how do they get that across to people, in your opinion?
It's just to demonstrate that, how good they are at negotiating. Plus also using the power of video by speaking to people that maybe have gone through both things. So somebody who's gone through a call centre agent, it hasn't worked out. They've then gone to a traditional agent, and the traditional agent has demonstrated to say, look, here's what we've got. Mr. and Mrs. Vendor says, look, we went with a Purple Bricks of this world. We spent £800. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. We then decided to go to Stephen J. Brown Estate Agent.
Yeah.
Stephen came along. He got £3,000 more. There was a person I could speak to.
Yes.
At the end of the telephone, they came, they did the viewings for me.
Yeah.
They negotiated when we got an offer.
Okay.
They actually qualified the offer when they came through, and they worked really hard to give me the communication that I wanted to do it.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Stephen. Is we as humans have evolved by telling stories. That's how we remember things, that's how we that's how we communicate, and that's that is the currency of the world, is how we communicate. I think a lot of letting agents and estate agents are very guilty of almost brand marketing, and if you could almost take it to the next level and say, well, we are better than the call center agents because we do this, 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 and this, but nobody's going to believe your advertising. I think you've hit the nail on the head. Get the punter, the potential vendor, to tell a story. And I think it's really important. Here's a big tip for you guys out there in estate agency land is, I don't know about you, but sometimes I see testimonial videos and you just switch off from them because they go, hello, my name's Dave and I use Stephen Brown estate agents and they're really ace. And people don't believe that. And one tip which I'd like to give you guys, and I'd like your feedback on it, is you must tell the story in three parts. The first part is the when they put the house on the market originally and chose the estate agent, and basically their hopes were up there, they were going to get the best price, the best service, and everything was brilliant. Stage two is that they say, right, okay, what was reality like 2 months later? They were rubbish, they were crap, they didn't meet my expectations, whatever they said they would do, they didn't. It was just we had an offer, it was a pile of pants, it was awful. And then this is where you get the magic. In step three, you came along, Stephen Brown from Awesome Estate Agents, because he is a top bloke. And what did you tell me, Stephen? And you said, I do this, I do this, I do this. And did we do that? Yes, you did this. The offer came through. You qualified it. You checked the chain. You went the extra mile. You know, you took it to the line. Almost there was no line. You just went beyond. And if you can get the punter to tell that three-stage story where their hopes were really good at the start with their call centre agent, then they were dashed because they didn't deliver. But you came along stage three as knight in shining armour. That's just going to be a story that people are going to remember.
It makes sense. It makes sense. But tell the story. Use case studies. You know, and the same goes along with, you know, let's face it, traditional agents aren't whiter than white, and they will come in, they want the instruction, so they will overvalue property, you know, and their property will sit on the market for 10, 12, 20 weeks. But use Rightmove, use Rich, they, who are third party, who can tell you what happens if you put properties on for too much money. And again, case studies with vendors that used
come
an agent.
Come back to videos, tell the stories.
Tell the story. You know, we were on with an agent who valued it £25,000 more. As a vendor, I thought, yeah, I'll go with them, £25,000, especially when it's tax-free on top. Mm. You know, that's a lot of money. The reality was, he was worth £5,000 less, and instead of taking 8 weeks, it took 25 weeks. Yeah. Use that, and it'd be highly effective.
So tell stories, use video, bring proof, and basically prove to people they're worth your money. And you think you'll, in your opinion, well, I agree with you, but I'm biased, that you'll get over the cheap fee, call centre, verbal bricks, and your lack of stock, well, that won't be an issue.
Lack of stock's, I think, something different.
Let's talk about lack of stock then.
Okay, so your database.
What? Well,
your database is a gold mine. So there's a few things that I find fascinating. And I'm generalising here because there are a lot of fantastic estate agents out there and letting agents out there. But there are a lot also that just don't do the basics. And I find it incredibly scary at times, but also exciting at times, because if these agents get them right, they have got incredible opportunities to grow. So there are a lot of agents at the moment, you talked to us about spending, throwing away money on branding and marketing, and actually, if they ask better qualifying questions, if they register people better, their business would grow straight away.
You're saying that they don't need to do anything fancy, they don't need to put TV adverts, radio adverts, 2 pages in the newspaper and spend thousands of pounds on social media. They're probably sitting on all the information already. Because I don't know about you, the thing that really does wind me up is that negs are really, really, really good at deleting someone off the mailing list if they don't return after two phone, people don't ring after, you know.
It's good that, and what happens if they decide to, and their competitor doesn't, and what happens when they phone up and that competitor gets them into something? They've lost the opportunity. So, you know, if I was a letting agent, actually, I'd be the archive tenants. Where are they moving to? Where did they move to? Do you find out where they're moving to? You know, some people don't. You know that you're right, they just delete them. But again, there's an opportunity. And the thing about this business is it's a long-term business. It's not a short-term business. And most estate agents treat it as, right, that's a deal, let's move on to the next one. And actually, it's all about, they're going to come to sell in 3, 4, 5, 6 years. And more importantly, you, a man of this world, you know loads of people, you know. And if I've given you fantastic customer service, hopefully, what are you going to do? You're going to talk about me. You touched on social media, and I think social media is very important to get social proof. So again, it's not me saying how good I am. It's my clients telling people how good I am.
Well, we all go on TripAdvisor. My missus won't go to a hotel unless she checks TripAdvisor out. So social proof is a big one, isn't it? Definitely.
Yeah, of course it is. So, you know, there's certain things that, yes, it's about doing the basics, but, you know, I think Facebook is absolutely massive now. Facebook ads is massive.
Huge.
When you think about the amount of money that agents are spending on Rightmove and Zoopla, and then the amount of money that people are spending on Facebook, I know where I'll be investing my money if I was an estate agent, and it'd definitely be in Facebook, and it'd definitely be in Facebook ads, and I'll be targeting the market that I
want. With all your, with just every listing you put on the market?
No, not at all. With useful information that's going to add value. And to me, it's all about adding value from the, as soon as you speak to somebody, whether it's a vendor, whether it's a landlord, whether it's a purchaser, whether it's a tenant, the question I would ask myself is, how can I add value? You know, so if you look, so I'm working this week with a few agents, and in their towns they've got, one's got 58 agents, one's got 32 agents, one's got 15 agents.
These are big numbers.
One's got 22 agents. So the difference is, how can you stand out? How can you differentiate yourself to everybody else? And you've got to find ways of adding value, okay? So maybe you give something that adds value today that they end up remembering you, mm-hmm, 3, 4 years ago. You know, I remember this story of an agent. I think this is a great story. This agent showed an applicant 3 or 4 properties, and he asked for feedback at the end, and she said, look, thank you, they're all not for me. And he said, fine, I think from what I've shown you, I know exactly what you would buy. And he dropped her outside another agent, and he said, the property you want to buy is with that agent. And she looked at him and said, sorry, why are you dropping me outside one of your competitors? She said, because the property you want is the one you will buy there. And she went in and she bought the property. What happened in 3 years' time?
I bet she went back to the guy.
Yeah, and he got the instruction, and guess what? He got it up for his fee. Okay? So it's remembering that this is a long-term business.
What other ways could people do to add value? Because that's, you know, you can't drop everyone off at the competitors' agents, can you?
No, but there's, you know, just little things that you can do. So if it's a first-time buyer, why not send them a first-time buyer guide? If it's somebody who's moving for the first time in 25 years, give them costs of moving. You know, just little things that are going to help. If somebody's moving to Brighton, send them a list of properties in Brighton. You know, obviously their agents are part of Guild and Relocation Agent Network that will automatically do that.
Okay.
But there are some others that don't.
What about those agents that talk about the local property market and things, what's happening in the property market?
This is a me thing. I'm really interested. I want to know what's going on in my market. I want to know what's going on in my road. I want to know what the highest price is achieved. I want to know what the highest rent is achieved. And the best agents are using your services, but also they're utilising their database to phone people to let them know what's going on in their
Definitely.
Market. And what I find fascinating is I'm very inquisitive. And I've got a thing wherever I go now, so I may be away,
yes,
and I may be training, and I just start a conversation with people and ask them, you know, how long have you lived in the area? And they may say 3, 4, 5, 6 years. So just out of interest, you know, how many, or did you buy it through an agent?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so how many times have you heard from your agent since you bought it? 95% of the time it'd be none. So I said, out of interest, do you know what your property is worth? And they will go, no. I said, would you like to know what your property's worth? And they go, yes. So fine, I'm working with an agent in your area.
Yeah.
Would you mind giving me your name and number, if you're happy to? And I'll ask the agent to call you. I cannot tell you, just by asking that question, the amount of business I've got from my clients. So that just demonstrates to me that estate agents aren't calling their existing database. They're not telling people what's going on in their market, because people want to know.
Well, I mean, I always say, if you drove home tonight, I know you're not because you're in Grantham today, but if you drive home, anyone who drove home tonight and saw a brand new for sale board on their street, I can guarantee you the first thing they'll do, even before they get out on the car, is what?
Get the phone out.
Right move.
Yep, have a look, see what's come on the market for.
Why do they do that when they wouldn't do it for half a mile down the road?
Who knows?
Well, it's because the one down the half a mile down the road has no relationship to what theirs is worth. Because people are only interested in themselves, aren't they? Don't you think?
They are only interested in themselves, definitely. But...
and what their houses are worth.
Of course they are. Look, I'm not asking them to sell their property. But if you have this stay in touch policy, they will come back to you.
Of course they will.
And not only that, you'll be the only agent gets called through the door. And guess what?
Full fat fee.
You get the fee that you deserve. But it's having the systems and processes and the discipline and the consistency to do this, and that's where.
Do you teach this then?
Yes.
So I mean, again, give us a flavour of what you do, what you actually do, you know, to the guys out there in estate agency land.
So we put on prospecting days and business generation.
Oh,
days.
Those! Tell you what, they're fantastic. You hear the numbers on this; these are amazing.
So we recently done some work with Repit's clients, and we had a Champions League, and we had 41 contestants, and it was measured and monitored over 8 weeks by Repit. And the long and the short of it is, it generated £430,000 worth of business for the 41 agents.
What sort of work did they have to put in? Not much?
Well, it's a minimum of, they came to the training day.
Yep.
They got helped with some dialogues that will help them open.
Almost
the
like some like pointer scripts.
Yep. Not that I want anybody to be robotic in any way. So a bit like content marketing, you talk about stories. There has to be a start, a middle and the end. So we help them with a start, we help them with a middle and we help them with the end. And then what we do is we get them to make the calls there and then. So instantly they can see it works.
Because one of my clients, Michelle, went on it and she was absolutely bricking it on the first phone call, wasn't she? And then all of a sudden she turned into a diva and you couldn't get her off the flipping phone.
Michelle's doing absolutely fantastically well. And there was one line, I'm not going to share it because hopefully you come to the course, but there was one line that she's using.
This is I tell you what, guys, I'd love to share the line with you because it's such a classic line and it's so simple. Carry on, sorry.
And that one line has made a massive
huge difference.
For Michelle, and the huge amount of difference. Market appraisals and instructions that particular agency has got as a result. And not just them, you know, loads of companies. So that is by far my most popular training course, by far. And the results that it achieves are pretty instantaneous, and that's what clients like about it, because they can see that their investment in training brings instant results, which is fantastic.
So I'm assuming this course costs many millions of pounds.
Oh, thousands. So anything between £200 to £250. However, saying that, we've got a big course in October at the Birmingham Crown Plaza where we're doing it for, if you book now, before the end of June, £75 per person for a 3-hour course. We've got the AM and PM. And we're looking at making it the biggest prospecting session in the UK.
So on that day, have we got a target you want to hit? Like a million? Do you think, is that possible? Or don't you sort the light out? There you go.
To me, I see it as quite simply, if we can demonstrate they get one, well, if they get one every day, that's 250 a year. Okay. If they can convert one in two, that's 125.
Yep.
And if they sell 70 of those, and the average UK fee is at £3,000, then that's potentially £210,000 worth of business.
That's an awesome investment.
Which is phenomenal. Where it gets interesting is making sure that what gets scheduled gets done. So if you if you schedule it in your diary...
Because we're all very guilty of going on courses, aren't we? Having a bit of a rah-rah, going back to the office, doing it for a day or a week, and then letting it drop because the poo hits the fan.
What's really interesting is the best estate agents out there are the ones that follow up, implement and actions, rather than the ones who just come along to the courses, see it as a jolly, and don't come back and implement it. And again, what's fascinating is...
Why do you think that is?
Because it's excuses. You know, life's too busy, I can't do it. But put very simply, so you put on Sandfest, I think it's last October or November, which was a great day, so 200 letting agents and estate agents there. And what scared me was I asked a simple question. So I asked everybody to stand up if they wanted higher fees. So of course everybody stood up. Stand up if they wanted to grow their business. And of course everybody wanted to grow their business. So I said, stay standing if you were doing 1 hour of business generation every day. Okay? Because actually, let's face it, what's the most important part of this business?
Bringing new business in.
Market appraisals?
Yeah.
So if you don't have market appraisals, you don't have a business.
I call them free vals, but you call them MAs, I call them free vals.
I call them market appraisals, okay?
Go on, sorry.
So, that's fine. So if you want to grow your business and the most important part of your business is market appraisals, okay, surely you should be doing at least 1 hour of business generation every day to grow your business. What was frightening was when asked that question, I think 95% of people actually sat down in the room. That's scary.
I must admit, I've seen agent. I'm of the opinion that a lot of agents don't even know where the hell their free valuations come from, and they're like pizza. They're like pizza delivery people, and they just wait for the phone to ring and take the orders. They're like glorified order takers.
Okay, so one of my favourite questions to most agents is, do you have people that are looking to buy or looking to rent at the moment and you don't have a property for them? And they all go, yes. Excuse my language here. I replied...
We're amongst friends.
I replied, bollocks.
Is that a technical term?
That is a technical property term. Okay, trademarked. And because the truth is, the property is there. It's on your database. Cool. Get a one-off viewing. Utilise it. You'll be really surprised at the results. In that Green & Company, I had one agent there and then one negotiator. 75% of his business was done off-market. 75%. Because he knew who his buyers were and he utilised the database incredibly well to get those one-off viewings. He was a star.
A topic which I do like to talk about every once in a while is, why the hell are Australian estate agents so much better than UK estate agents in their outlook and attitude?
Sunshine. Sunshine, beach and surfing.
So nothing, a few snakes on the barbie.
So apart from that, as far as I'm aware, you've got to be regulated to be an agent in Australia. There's absolutely no regulation in the UK. You can be a butcher one day and an estate agent the next day. What I love about the Australians and all the negotiators there is that they've got their own personal coaches, and they all invest in mentors and they all invest in training.
What? So I know some of them are self-employed, but a lot of them are employees, but they still take responsibility of their own training?
They have, you know, so recently there was AREC. I think there was 4,500 agents there. I know there was some...
Is that like a big conference then?
Massive conference there with some top speakers from around the country. I know there were some UK negotiators or business owners that went. So I know Luke at Knightsbridge went over there. And the value that people like Luke get and the other people that went from listening to all those speakers. But again, coming back to it, it's what you actually do with the information. And it's all about implementing and actioning. And that's it. And, you know, a lot of them belong to real estate gyms and they get incredible value from it. And again, if people here were willing to invest, you know, maybe 5, 10, even £25 a week on themselves, I'm sure the industry will have a better name. The public will see that the agents are far more knowledgeable. They'll start offering a lot more value and then demonstrate to people, actually, this is a reason why we're worth 1.5%, 2%, 2.5%. You know, I now started mentoring a lot of MDs. The reason why is it's quite a lonely business out there, being an MD, and they want somebody to hold them accountable. And to me, that's very important, having somebody. So, you know, even if you're a negotiator, have somebody that can hold you accountable to your targets, where you want to go, because that's going to help you get there a lot quicker.
What if you've got a crap boss, crap brand manager, and you're a neg and you really want to pull some trees up? What advice would you give to Luke the negotiator or Sarah the negotiator, whether they're a corporate or an independent and they've got a rubbish boss? What can they do to improve themselves so they're not waiting for someone else to give them a oof up?
Okay, bluntly, yeah. Find a company out there that's willing to invest, or if not, okay, there's no excuses anymore. Okay, we've got the internet. Okay,
yeah.
You can Google, you can go onto YouTube, you can learn so much. You know, I listen to loads of podcasts, I listen to loads of audio books. I'm continuously looking to improve and get better. I don't want to stand still. I continuously want to improve. If I was an agent today,
a neg, you know, neg, yeah, or a valuer, you know,
if someone... If I was a neg today, I would actually go and find out who the top industry agents are, and actually I would go and say, can I come and spend a day with you? Okay, because that shows initiative. I take a day off, so it may cost me a day's holiday, and I would go and say, come on, you know, I hear you're fantastic, would you mind if I shadow your top team so I can learn and improve?
In the same town, or would you go to the next town?
No, I'll go to the next town. I'll find, you know, okay, we're up in Grantham, but, you know, if it was right for best agents in London, Nottingham, right, I'll go and speak to them. You know, go and have that conversation, see what I can do, see what I can
do. Do you think the bosses of that firm would be amenable to that?
Some companies are. So it depends what those businesses are. As long as you're not competing, I can't see why not. And maybe you can actually learn ideas from that negotiator. Because what I love, and we spoke about the prospecting courses before, but when I get people together that are from non-competing firms, the sharing of ideas is fantastic. And to me, it's all about sharing and learning. And, you know, I know you've got a Facebook group, and I've got a Facebook group as well, and of non-competing estate agents, and the engagement and the sharing and the inspiration that these agents give is just phenomenal. And if the public and the customer can see what these fantastic agents are actually doing, they'd be blown away. Because some of the agents out there are just inspirational, and some of the things they're doing to be different and stand out is amazing. And it'd be great if, you know, there are too many cowboys in this industry. There are too many. Estate agents has got a bad name, and it really, really frustrates me. You know, day after day, I know it makes good news, bad news, but, you know, I run an inspirational agent competition once a year, and we've done it for 2 years, and we're coming up to the third year shortly. And some of the stories that get sent in about what these agents have done, well above the call of duty, it's just absolutely phenomenal. And I wish the public could see how amazing some of these
agents
are.
It comes back to stories. So the first thing, if you're a neg or a valuer, go to a competitor's town, go to a town where you, and try not to be a competing agent and spend a day. Anything else that they can do?
Go onto YouTube. Go onto YouTube. I mean, I like to follow what's going on. You talked about Australia. So there's some great real estate coaches there. There's some great real estate coaches in America.
Okay. I mean, who have you got? You've got Josh Fegan, he's a good
Josh
one.
Fegan.
Tom Panos.
You've got Tom Panos. You've got Tom Ferry in America. You've got Mike Shergold in Australia. You know, so you've got old school Tom Hopkins in America. So there's loads of stuff. You know, you can download audiobooks. You know, so whether it's Time Management, Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy, Gary Keller, I can't remember what it is now.
I tell you what, get yourself onto iTunes and type in the word estate agent or real estate or letting agent, and there's some absolutely amazing podcasts out there from America and all from around the world. You know, big meaty stuff.
You look at Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh, I love him to bits.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And about give. And then what's going to happen?
Well, those people in America, they're going to use those people for their estate agency coaching. And that's what you as agents should be doing, giving stuff out about the local property market. But let's just bring it back here a second. There you go. Is a real quick win for estate agents out there, if you want to send lots of little tweets or just one-line messages, is go on to Zoopla and then click on the word house prices and values and type in your town. As you type in your town, a lot of streets will come up. Just ignore those. So if we're in Grantham, we type in the word Grantham and the word Grantham Street and Grantham Lane comes up. Ignore it. Just type in the word Grantham and press return. And at the top, as you can see on the screen now, there is a suite of numbers that you can quite clearly see what Zoopla thinks is the average value of a property and what's happened to prices in the last 12 months. Change it to 3 months, 6 months, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I think even more. Actually, I think it's 20 years. And you could almost do a little tweet on all of them or a little one line on Facebook saying, did you know Grantham property prices in the last 20 years have gone up by X percentage, or the average value of a property in Grantham has gone from this price to this price in the last 10 years. And each month these numbers get updated. And those are just little wins that you guys can do out there to become the local property expert. Because, you know, it was Purple Bricks that kind of made that name local property experts, but in reality it's the estate agents, you're the real local property experts, because you're the ones actually on the ground and been there forever.
Well, to me, really interesting question, because one of the things I go around and ask people is describe what you do. So if I met you in a pub, if I met you on the street, and ask you what you do, and you know, most people may say I'm an estate agent, they may be a bit embarrassed, but actually the truth is what you are is you're a property expert, you're a property professional, you're a property specialist.
Yeah, I like the word authority, but it's all the same, isn't it?
But it's telling people what you are, and that's what you do. And you know, most people do want to know what their property's worth, whether it's for sales or rentals, and demonstrate it to them. And that's a great little tip. You know, very simple, takes you a minute to do, takes you a minute to tweet, put it on Facebook, put it on your page, and again, you're educating people. So anybody doing a search, whether it's hashtag Grantham or wherever it is, straight away, you know, they're going to see your tweet and think, okay, that's interesting stuff.
Too right, because there's three pillars to communicating. It either has to be motivational, educational, or entertaining. So we can either put pictures of funny dogs.
That was entertainment before falling off the chair.
Do you know, normally I do that at the end of the evening when I've had too many gin and tonics. Anything else that you want to say to the guys out there in estate agency land about whether agency mentors or any top tips or anything like that before we go?
Okay, so agency mentors runs...
Tell the guys at home.
Okay, so agency mentors runs courses up and down the country. We've got an emerging leaders program, which is 10 days over 6 months. Feedback's been unbelievable. And again, happy to share some videos if you can share them.
Definitely.
That'd be fantastic.
I'll put that on the YouTube channel, guys.
Lovely. Got a leadership course coming up in July. We've got this big prospecting event in October, which is very exciting. I like to end on one thing.
Tell the guys at home.
Okay, you've got a choice. Okay, you can be incredibly focused on what's going on with the Purple Bricks and the call centres, or you can control your own destiny. And a lot of the time, everything's absolutely in front of you. Stop worrying about Purple Bricks. Demonstrate value, demonstrate why you're different, and demonstrate why you're worth that 2%. Okay, negotiate better than any other agent. Get the last penny in the pocket for that vendor, and control what you can control, and they're the things you can control. You can't control what's going on with Purple Bricks. You can't control their, you know, their marketing. But you can control the little things you do. So ask better qualifying correct questions, register people, do the basics exceptionally well, okay, and then you will grow yourself.
Mate, it's been absolutely emotional. Good to see you, mate.
Good.
Well done. Thanks very much.
Now my peppermint tea now, please.
Just can, mate. Cheers. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.